It's All Things Considered on Illinois Public Media, WILL. I'm Jim Meadows.
Say it loud. Say it loud. I'm glad I'm proud. Say it loud.
Champaign Franklin Middle School students interviewed a number of African American women in 2006 on discrimination and other issues. 95-year-old Champaign resident Irma Bridgewater was in her early 40s when 14-year-old Emmett Till's murder helped trigger the civil rights movement. Bridgewater says Till's murder affected her thinking on discrimination.
Yeah, that was one where, he smiled at a woman. Well, you know, of course I had heard of things like that, but not the kind of beating that he got as a result of it. But I had heard of incidents like that through the newspaper, I think. You know, that things like that, they wouldn't show as much as they would today, of course, at that time. But I'm sure it was from reading about it and hearing from other people. But the whole truth of it came out much later, the awfulness of it. We learned about later. I'd always admired, I think it was his mother, who let pictures be shown of how he was really treated. Because it's something you need to know, need to see. You hear it, and if it doesn't touch you, then you're not, it doesn't mean as much. But to actually see how the child was beaten, That's pretty awful. The worst stories were the ones that we got to see. I remember so often thinking when I read something in the paper, usually they were black, the article would say they were black. If they were white, it wouldn't say. But it was pretty definite that if it was black, they'd let us know.
We shall overcome, and this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the parliament.
I remember one story about, in fact, I wrote an answer to it that was in the paper about Buddy Young. He had almost beaten Red Grange's record of touchdowns. And somebody had written an article saying something about it was too bad that he didn't make it. But the reason he didn't make it was because he was allowed to carry the ball down to the goal line, and then the coach gave somebody else the ball to take it over. And that really got to me, and I wrote a letter to the editor about it. Usually, too, if in answering something like that, if you're telling the truth, you don't get an answer back on it. So nobody ever answered my answer to that thing.
The Youth Media Workshop series, I Remember, I Believe, is a service of Illinois Public Media. Stories were produced by University of Illinois graduate journalism student Carrie Carpenter using interviews of Champaign-Franklin Middle School students.